COP29 in Baku, Azerbaijan, came to a close on November 23rd with dozens of delegates from small island states walking out of the negotiating room as they felt their positions and needs were not being prioritized or listened to. As talks stalled and their voices were drowned out by the larger countries, they had to settle for a paltry sum of $300 million per year, a fraction of what was being proposed, $1.3 trillion per year, to cushion the effects of climate change in their respective territories. A member of the Vincentian delegation to COP29, economist and finance focal point Shafiq Sam, described the outcome of the discussions as underwhelming. He, however, says he was pleased with the presentations made by the Vincentian delegation during the engagements.
SDG did a very good job regarding our representation. All of the panel, all of our delegation, were able to make impacts, statements, interventions, speak at different events, both at the pavilion and in the different negotiations, so we're well represented by our general delegation. Minister James also did a wonderful job of making multiple interventions, having multiple meetings, highlighting our issues regarding climate finance as the climate finance champion for Sindhis and the Grenadines. But nonetheless, there's a general sense it was underwhelming. And also, a key takeaway is that the issue of continuity. And so the more OFE persons are with the COP space, the more we're able to engage and truly make an impact with it. But overall, it wasn't bad. It just was a bit underwhelming.
Sam says, though, the outcome wasn't a favorable one for small island states like St. Vincent and the Grenadines. While there were very few takeaways from this year's COP29, Sam is of the view that the base was laid for more fruitful discussions at COP30 next year in Belém, Brazil.
Essentially, I wouldn't say it's a failed COP, but it was underwhelming because there were a lot of blockages to the red line items, particularly with financing and the amount of financing for climate change and climate adaptation, and then the whole double counting issue. And so, because the Gulf states and some developing states were blocking a lot of the issues, it was quite cumbersome. And so, because Azerbaijan opted to host COP comparatively late, it felt like if they were going to push a lot of the items to the next COP. So this felt kind of more procedural, matter of fact, as opposed to people really trying to push the agenda of finance. And so I think after maybe a week or so in, people kind of was resolved. We're just going to do as much as we can do, as opposed to trying to push the finance agenda. Also, the political leaders, the world leaders, they left early. That didn't allow for the political pressure to be had at the latter part of the negotiations.
Sam added that there was some hope with the establishment of a structure and the initialization of the Loss and Damage Fund. He says from the Alliance of Small Island States, EOSIS, perspective, there is a need to remain focused on the priority areas and voice the concerns on the global stage going into the next COP.
Essentially, there is hope, especially in the case of loss and damage, because we've established the Loss and Damage Fund and start to build infrastructure around it, like a managerial staff and a director. So OASIS takeaway is that we have to continue to hold our position and hold our line and continue to advocate and push, because developed countries and Gulf states are not going to have our best interest.
Member of the Vincentian delegation to COP29, economist and finance focal point Shafiq Sam. Following the conclusion of talks on Saturday, November 22nd, the Alliance of Small Island States, EOSIS, issued an official release calling for greater inclusivity and consideration for the plight of small island states and least developed countries like St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The grouping expressed disgust at their constant calls for action by larger carbon-emitting countries were being blatantly ignored, and the NCQG document had a deplorable lack of substance, as key requests were not even considered. EOSIS further called on the Paris Agreement to be honored by all involved, which all parties signed on to. Doing this will hold developing countries accountable to assisting least developed countries and small island developing states, adding that the risks to these states are far greater than those posed the larger states. In their concluding statement, they appeal to all to act in an honorable manner and not ignore the concerns of the most vulnerable states by making a commitment to come into an agreement with a deal which will redound to the benefit of all. This has been a final COP29 report brought to you by Climate Tracker Caribbean. I'm Corvin Harry.